real showers, should you choose to accept them. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It didn't make the front page, but the Department of Energy is officially moving ahead with the president's campaign to unleash America's showers. First, a little history. It was 28 years ago that the government restricted shower heads to 2.5 gallons of water per minute, but bathroom designers simply started installing showers with 2, 4, even 6 shower heads, each of which met the standard so that by turning them all on, you could have a stand-up car wash shooting 20 gallons a minute at you. The Obama administration ruined that little party with another rule restricting the flow to 2.5 gallons total. Donald Trump, of course, promised to change that, and under the rule proposed Wednesday, we would go back to 2.5 gallons per nozzle. And as far as I can tell, absolutely no limits on the undercarriage wash or the carnauba wax. Of course, some of you will see this as years of environmental progress down the drain. But I'm here to say, take heart. Because if the anecdotal evidence is any indication, working from home has pretty much solved America's over-showering problem. Some of the people I see in those video meetings haven't been showering with anything close to 2.5 gallons a minute. Or if they did, it was a week ago Tuesday. Problem solved. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.